The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Et bonsoir à tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM avec un nous parler ensemble. Merry Christmas, everybody. Listen, I'm so excited because I love Christmas, right? Christmas is actually my favorite holiday. I don't know about anybody, but it is my favorite holiday, so I'm excited. Why do I love Christmas? Because you get to spend more time with your family, and you get to eat a lot of ham and turkey. So that's all I'm about. Once I could get my crab salad, ham and turkey. Oh, did I forget about the cheesecake? Now, the rum cake is not my thing because I tend to get drunk quickly. The last rum cake I had, it had too much rum in it, so I'm going to just stick with the cheesecake. So I'm going to do the show very simple this evening. So if you would like to call and send a, you know, shout out to your cousin, your uncle, your auntie, your mommy, your daddy, and let them, you know, just to say Merry Christmas and what Christmas is to you, you can do so. All right, so I'm not going to make it, you know, all about this and that today. So that's what we're doing this evening. And a special thank you to my producer, Wally, for always having my back. Merry Christmas, Wally. And Merry Christmas to all of my families out there. Merry Christmas to my dad, my mom. And a special thank you to L84 that's located on Marathon Road. I want to tell you thank you so much. And I also want to tell L84 thank you so much for, you know, I'm committing to come on board. I appreciate it. Don't forget, girls, for all your nice wares, all your clothing for the Christmas, check L84. They're located on Marathon Road, right opposite Clark's Shoe Store. And also, thank you to Ming's Secret, okay? Ming's Secret is the plug, okay, when it comes to lashes, because I always have a problem with doing my lashes, right? So I'm working on that. So with Ming Secrets, it's easier. These last like 3 weeks, so it's good. I get to go. I just get to go where I need to go. I don't have to, you know, quickly. I don't have to try put on the lashes, which is, you know, I still have to figure out how to put them. That's another story. And so thank you so much to Ming Secrets for always hooking me up. I appreciate it. And also Touched by Tatties for always hooking me up. Thank you with my hair. So, you know, all my styles is from Touched by Tatties. So I want to thank you so much also. Ma communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, comment nous y est? Moi, t'as souhaité que tout le monde en forme. Joyeux Noël à tout le monde. La fini bonne fête année. Parce que ça, c'est dernier show. Hein? Dernier show à faire. Before the new year. This is my last show. Before the new year. And I'm just grateful, you know. I just thank God because a lot didn't live to see it. But by God's grace, we will make it, okay, to the new year and to see what God has in store for us. So I'm excited to go into the new year. Like I said, this is my last show. So I want to say, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Communauté haïtienne qui fréquence, Konya. On nous parler ensemble, on nous dire que bon fête Noël et bonne fête année. Parce que nous connaissons le 1er janvier, c'est l'indépendance Haïti. So nous voulons dire Haïti tout. Bonne fête d'indépendance. Nous avons souhaité que l'indépendance soit à Karyoun qui change Haïti. Parce que nous avons besoin de prier pour Haïti sortir dans sa lié. Pour même Jacques, l'autre pays, nous avons souhaité pour plus bien passer l'autre pays. So we want to say that too. So, but I do have a guest coming in. which is Mr. Robert Zirune. He will be here shortly. It is something that they are having because, like I said, the 1st of January, New Year's Day, is actually Haiti's Independence Day, right? That was the day that Haiti defeated France. And, yep. But the, and when? Okay. January 1st, 1804. So, therefore, it is Haiti's Independence Day, where they declared independence from France and the British. So, but I also want to talk about prayer for Haiti, because that day is something that's going to go on. That's why I'm waiting on my guest, Robin, to tell us more about International Day of Prayer for Haiti, which would be on January 1st, of course, starting at 12 o'clock to 8 p.m. at Windsor Park on Wolf Road, okay, where everybody's going to get together and pray, not only for Haiti, but for the Bahamas as well. It's always good to start that with prayer because, you know, every year is getting tougher and tougher. So it's good to chase those demons, chase the enemies, and chase anything negative. So by starting your year with prayer is the best. The entry is free. Free entry. Okay, they're going to have gospel bands, worship and sessions. Like I said, it is free. For boot rentals, if persons who are interested and interested in renting boots, you can contact us at 802-8487-433-8487 or check us at Sakpase 242 on Facebook. Okay, did I say it's free? Yeah. Universal and Parks present International Day of Prayer for Haiti and the Bahamas. Free entry. So for those that don't have anything to do, you can come there. I'm sure you're going to find your soup jumu. Okay. Oh, did they say that? They said it's a free soup jumu for the first 100 persons. Definitely I'm going to be there because I look forward to that soup day where it's all natural. For those persons who are vegetarians, it is good. They have some persons that put meat in it and some don't. So it's really natural and it's good. It's good. It's really, really, really good. I've heard my parents said it's good for, you know, diabetes. Not ego. It's good for sugar. It's good for this and it's good for that. So I've grown up hearing it's good for all sorts of things because it has natural ingredients and, I don't know, it's a recipe that they put in it that makes it better. So I'm looking forward to it. That's one of my favorite parts, that soup jumu be good. So for those who never had it, who listening and never had the soup jumu, please come out at the International Day of Prayer for Haiti. That's going to be at Windsor Park on Wolf Road, okay, on the Bahamas, okay, both countries, and have the soup jumu. So don't come late, come early, so you can have the soup jumu. Also, if you would like to donate clothing and whatever it is you would like to donate at that day, you can come out and bring what you have because we will be sending stuff to persons in need. As you well know, Haiti is suffering right now. Haiti is getting worse and worse by the day. You know, insecurity problems, and you know they have the gang problems and nothing is stable there. The government is a mess. Everybody is just so corrupt. So Haiti is going through its problem right now. Since the president died, Haiti has been struggling with all sorts of things. So if you have goods and stuff, that a lot, there is a lot of kids in Haiti that are suffering that can use, because they don't even find fresh water. So can you imagine if you can't find fresh water, how you gonna even find food or clothing? So Haiti is suffering. The children is suffering. So if you could help, lend a helping hand and make this make this event a successful one, we would greatly appreciate it. We are our brother's keepers, so it is good for us to, you know, sometimes just help here and there. You never know what you might get from doing something out of the ordinary, you know, because a lot of us have a lot of clothes in our closet. Oh, I'm starting with me. I have to donate as well. And we don't, you know, we don't even give those away. We just get a big garbage bag and we put it in. So that day, we would really appreciate it. Whatever you have, canned goods, clothing, whatever you feel like you could donate, you can even bring water. Like I said, Haiti, they don't even have fresh water. So whatever the kids could use, any adults could use, Haiti is going to its crisis right now, and it is in need of all of us to help Haiti. We have to know when we help Haiti, we helping us. I'm going to be real, because by saying we helping us, you have a lot of boats that comes in. If Haiti was to be stable, do you think the people will go to anybody's country? They would stay home. But they search other countries to go to because they search a better way of life, because there is nothing in Haiti. Nothing. And somebody on Facebook reached out to me the other day, and they was like, oh my God, like they in fear to even come out of their house. I'm like, is that bad? Say, yeah, because every day you don't know which day you're going to dead. You don't know what's going to happen to you that day. You don't even know where your food coming. So can you imagine living in that kind of condition? So we have to be grateful to God that we are not in that position. God forbid. So the prayer for Haiti and also the Bahamas, because we cannot forget, this is our country. This is where we stay at. We want this country to be prosper at all times, because we're not going anywhere. This is where we born. This is where we're from. But we also want to help Haiti to better, for the better, like I said. So please, let's bring our hands together. Thank you so much. We will be right back after this message.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Aïssé yo, mes bon boisson. Qui va libre, c'est un boisson mélangé qui fait à clairin, ananas, cocoyer, citron et picola. N'a joué dans toute shop côté qui vend alcool yo, dans Bahamas. Prends plaisir nous boire, qui va libre, le nap célébrer. Qui va libre, c'est numéro 1 dans Bahamas. Pour plus d'informations, connectez sur Facebook dans Cuba Libre Bahamas. Songez, vrai Cuba Libre, c'est responsabilité.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan.
I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Together live on Guardian 96.9 FM, which fresh news, smart talk all day. It's your host, Lady T, and my guest is here, no other than my father, Robert Didonet.
Good night.
The one that's behind the International Prayer for Haiti and also the Bahamas. Tell us more about it. I started to tell the audience a little bit. But since you are the mastermind behind it, you should know it better than I do. Communauté haïtienne, bienvenue, Monsieur Robert Didonet, qui l'a qu'a parlé nous de international prière qu'a fait 1er janvier qui c'est indépendance Haïti. Et Monsieur Robert Didonet, welcome to Let's Talk Together. On nous parler ensemble.
Good night, bonsoir tout le monde. Qui connaît m'a commencé? Premièrement, je me dis merci bon Dieu parce que me la square et ou di, c'est moi qui met cerveau à c'est pas vrai. Vraiment c'est un bagage qui en pile monde qu'on fait. Yo ka fait un grain on l'église là, tout le monde a fait, yo ka fait l'église la caillou. Moi me décider à nous parler ensemble. À nous prier ensemble.
Yes.
C'est pas l'église ça, c'est pas l'église l'autre. Là l'église ça fin les prières, la prière. Là me fin la prière matin, les matins là caï moi. En nous river un côté moun ka wè nou sur Facebook, là la ria, nous choisissons côté qui dans Sant Nassau, Windsor Park.
Yeah, that's actually
on
right
ça,
there.
Yeah, là Sant Nassau, yeah. C'est pas on pas arriver jusqu'à Cable Beach, on pas aller loin, on pas aller juste en Bay Street. No.
That's in the middle of Sant. So it, okay. There is no
excuses.
No,
right?
No excuses for persons to say, "Hey, I couldn't come. It was too far. I couldn't make it."
There's no parking.
So it's
and
right
gratis.
There. Yes,
and it's not paying.
Free.
Yes, I'm not going to pay you to come and pray.
And
you know?
The thing that
I'm not going to ask you to pay to come and pray. So let me just say this and finish off in Creole, and I will recap. We'll go back and forth, but it's so important. But it's just so exciting. The idea is that we must do what I think is. You know, I'm despite all my seminary training, diagnostic program, and all this other stuff, I'm not the master when it comes to Bible verses. But I know it's Matthew 5, verses 13 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
And more 14, 15, and 16 says, be the light, but no one lights a light and lights a lamp and put it under a bowl. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't be the light. We can't claim to be children of God. We can't claim to be leaders. We can't afford to be pacemakers. And we do these things like secretly. Let's pray publicly. If Haiti has a problem, let's scream. Like, if you're being attacked, you're going to be like, help me. Help me!
Right.
You're going to scream.
Right.
So we want to scream at Windsor Park. We want to pray. We want to plead. And we want to do this together. You know, it's not a hypocrisy about when you hurt and you say, I'm hurting. And it's not hypocrisy that when you need help to say I need help. And that's basically, let us come together. I don't mean to tell us something. I don't mean to voir nous ensemble. I don't mean to la prier nous ensemble. And so it's big is let's pray together. And let me tell you, I've been thinking about this from September. I've canceled this probably three times a day. Because it just, you know, it's like nobody's got the time. Nobody's got the money. Nobody's got that. And it's been September and put it off. Maybe, yes, maybe. But it haunts me every night. And every night, even up to last night, I said, you sure? God, give me a sign. I'm like, maybe I just need to cancel. I think it'll be okay. It'll be the first thing I cancel. It'll be the first thing that got canceled. It's not coming together. Because I called this person and they said they can't make it. I called this person who committed to coming. They said they can't get a flight out. Who can't get a flight in. This hotel said they would sponsor. And they said, never mind, they can't do it. It's not in their budget. Like, nothing has really perfectly come together other than the fact
And it's for something so positive.
But I feel
that could change.
You really need to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. And this is how I look at it. If me and you are there, Lady T.
Definitely, I'm going to be there.
When two or more comes together in his name, mm-hmm. what happens? He's in their midst.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's in their midst, what happens? Miracles are done. So all I need is one person to agree to
Changes
join me out there.
Will happen.
And we will make a change because we're going to come out there and it's going to be a breakthrough. It's going to be harmonic. And when two or more person come together in his name, chains will be broken. Miracles will happen.
Can I say something? I'm just thankful to God that he has set you in the position to always help and also to bring this idea to you, because that is an awesome idea. A lot of persons don't know. They celebrate Flag Day, but it's totally different from Haiti's Independence Day. January 1st is actually Haiti's Independence Day. So what better day can you do that?
Right. And to me, it's I call it, I was on a program and they called me this morning and they asked me, you know, am I celebrating Haiti's dependence? And I said, yes, we're doing two things.
Yeah.
We're celebrating Haiti's independence, and it's three things. We're praying to God. So in our prayer, the two things we're doing is we're celebrating Haiti's independence, but we're celebrating our dependence on God.
Mm-hmm.
That we're really going to depend on him. And we really have to ask him to guide us, direct us, support us, embrace us, and encourage us. And that's just basically
And you know, I've been telling persons, right? They don't understand. I want Haiti to be better because it's, with Haiti being better,
it will
cost the government less money now, because we spend so much money in sending people back to Haiti, the detention center. No later than today was a boat that caught an Abaco person smuggling, to go to the States. And so Haitians always looking for a better way of life. They always running away from their countries. Do you see persons would run away from a country if it wasn't in that kind of state?
Not at all. I don't know. I've been saying that for years.
Because they
can't do any better.
To be better, because I want these people to stop coming, really and truly. I want them to stop coming here illegally. Now, I don't mind if you get your visa, you want to come visit, and you want to contribute to our tourism industry. That's all I'm about. Bringing more money into this country, but not taking it away from us. I'm going to say it like it is. I know a lot of people is not going to be happy with what I'm about to say, but that's what it is. A better Haiti is a better Bahamas. Because if Haiti is in a better position to help itself, the people would stay there. They would have no needs to come here. They would be like tourists like everybody else.
Right.
Look at persons from Dominican Republic, from Venezuela, from,
Argentina, Panama.
Persons from all over the world come and they visit the Bahamas and they go. They come and they pump into our tourism industry and they leave because they have somewhere else to go to. They have a job to go to. You know, they have a home that's waiting on them. But those persons that are coming here, when they're coming here, they're looking for a home. They're looking for a job because there is nothing in Haiti. I've been saying this over and over. Persons with degrees cannot stay in Haiti. Bachelor degrees, doctors, lawyers, nurses cannot even work in their own country because the government can't even afford to pay them. The government can't even afford gas. The country is unstable.
I talked to a department, a government department, an important government department, I would call it a department,
mm-hmm.
and they said they have not received a dollar payment for 6 months.
Can you imagine?
So what are they supposed to do for 6 months? They haven't received, they haven't got a dollar payment for 6 months.
So now, tell us a little bit about International Prayer for Haiti. Now, I had mentioned before you came, that persons can donate. What all sorts of donations are you looking for?
Well, we're going to have it's combined with Help Haiti, Help Haiti. the international
prayer. So can they bring a dollar?
They can bring a dollar donation. They can bring a dollar donation.
They can donate those things. A little bit of clothing.
We're going to have a container there. We're going to have a 40-foot container. Mm-hmm. We're going to load up with clothing and canned food and clean clothing, new clothing, used clothing, and household items. But Help Haiti.
So they would need tissue, stuff like
anything,
tissue,
the household items,
toothpaste and soap.
Absolutely
anything.
Here's the thing that that's beautiful. I'll tell you a story, but after the earthquake, the wife and I decided to help three persons. Mm-hmm. One unfortunately passed away.
Right.
But one of them was so special. That was, is so special. Admetha. She actually said, you know what? I can't just continue to depend on you guys. And I have to say this in Creole also. I'm finished. I'm getting goosebumps. She said, send me a little bit more money so I can go to school.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I lost both of my legs, but I have my hands. And I remember I wanted to be a cosmetologist. I want to be a statistician or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do makeup and cosmetology. We actually sent her the money to go to school. And I remember buying all of the stuff for her, you know, the whole kit from the here, a beauty supply wholesale place in Miami. We sent her all the equipment. That lady called us and said, you don't have to send me any more money because we empowered her. And that was not the first time, but that's the most impactful time. A lady with no legs who went to school on the back of a motorbike,
mm-hmm.
with no legs, they had to lift her, put her on the back of the motorbike and take her from Taba, a place in Haiti. And she was on the outskirts of Taba where there's like not necessarily a paved road.
Mm-hmm.
And went to school and learned to become independent, self-dependent, to the point that she told us we don't have to. And I haven't sent her a dollar in over 7 years.
Wow.
And
she just needed that breakthrough.
She needed that breakthrough. And some of those people need a breakthrough. So I'm giving you another now example. There's a school that had 450 persons. I think they have 350 students now in Inch,
mm-hmm.
run by Per Wilkinson. In the school, the gifted part, these young persons, guess what? Most of the young ladies know how to sew. And so they just spend time sewing. What are they missing? Sewing machine, needles, thread, and cloth. So guess what? The attic came to me and I was talking to a friend of mine who's about 6'3" and weighs about 300 plus pounds. I'm not criticizing his big. So he said, I can't give you no clothes. Nobody in Haiti could fit me. And I said, that's true. The next day I went back to him. I said, look, give me all your old clothes because any one of your pants can make like 3 pants for those kids.
Oh my God.
All they need is the cloth from your pants.
So creative.
And so your pants that you're going to throw away or give to the Salvation Army, most
persons. 4 to 5 persons.
So in Help Haiti, Help Haitians, Help Haiti. These young ladies take the cloth that they're given. They cut them down to size for clothing for themselves. They use the cloth and they make clothing of the cloth to sell. So your trash becomes their treasure.
Yeah.
So we're setting up a thrift shop inside the orphanage where they will use the clothing, the used clothing, and they will cut them down to size,
mm-hmm.
and resell them or use them or use the cloth and make smaller clothing for smaller kids. The broken items, the young men, we're going to send down varnish and polish. They're going to take a small used furniture and polish them and repair them and put them in a thrift shop. So you're helping these people help themselves. And then the monies will be used for their tuition and their books because it's an orphanage and a schooling that's underfunded. They have no government subsidiary helping them. And really, the kids are just sitting there, basically even not enough food to eat. There also is Timon Raboto, the kids from an area called Raboto Go Naive. These kids have vowed not to go back to gang violence, except only they keep their arms because the protection of that area. It is amazing where you have young men now putting their guns down to play football. So I have 4 programs I want to help. Timon Raboto, the kids from Raboto, who elder brothers would have died through gang violence, who themselves might have been who been lured toward gang membership. The kids from Inch, there's some kids in an area called Boudmer, Limonade, by the water. These kids are being helped by a young man called Benedict Fenelon, who does this educational program with them. And their program is just basically every day they do schooling. If they do good, they get to see free movies,
mm-hmm.
and the movie shows them how exposing them to the world.
Wow.
And then one other area is Fred Anno, who has ministry, has been coming to the Bahamas, who's very, very sick, who's been paralyzed because of, I think, a compressed disc in his back. He's actually in the doctor. He's at a doctor's in Cuba. So I want to support his ministry. And let me tell you, if I get a dollar, it's 25 cents each for each one of those ministries. And what I always do is this. If I collect a dollar, the wife gets mad or she gets concerned. But me and my group, as for me and my family, and you're part of my family, we do not take a dollar, a penny out of that dollar to send that money.
Mm-mm.
We find other money to send your money. We take our money as an organization or as a person to send your money. So, Bam de San Curiel, nous avons 4 raisons de la prière pour Haïti. Parce que nous la prière pour Haïti. Mais à part de la prière pour Haïti, nous avons un programme qui est aider Haïti, aider Haïti. Aider Haïtien, aider Haïti. Qui Haïtien, vous voyez? Nous avons des petits mouns qui ont coude. N'a cherché tout rad propre, tout gros rad, tout bas ou pareil, qui est vraiment c'est toile, il y a point, il y a refaire, il y a fermé, il y a pour mettre, fermé, pour qu'avant, il y a fermé, il y a coupé toile là pour faire pantalon, jupe pour l'autre petit monde qui pipiti passe. Là, au fil, il y a qui gagne plus que 350 monde, 50 petit monde là-dedans. Rad ça, il y a vendre, qu'à bailler manger, qu'à bailler l'argent, même si pas pour payer l'école là, parce que pas y'a qui paye l'école là, pas y'a qui paye professeur, mais y'a besoin de manger. Gagner ça y est les Timoun Rabuto côté ou gagner Mr. Robbins ou gagner Babi qui gagne plus que 10 ans il commence à 20 Timoun qu'on y a 1000 Timoun pour le bail manger en vent fête là bail au boule pour y a jouer football OK bail on côté ou ka garder il fin garder match là c'est Babi qui la go naïve Timoun Rabuto qui d'accord. Si vous avez un homme, c'est parce que vous avez protégé la famille. Mais nous voulons que vous ayez une occupation pour diminuer l'envie, la possibilité pour vous venir demeurer dans l'activité gang.
Can I say something? The gang violence, right? Why do you think they were in gang violence? From listening to what you said, because they had nobody.
One simple reason. Lack of hope.
Lack of hope. That's right.
Without hope, it's a scary place.
Lack of hope.
That's is all correct. It is. The most dangerous person to be around is somebody who feels hopeless.
Mm-hmm. In their own country.
In their own country. A person who feels like they're dead already. They have nothing to live for. Why would they protect your life?
Yeah.
What does it matter after that? Because they feel like they have nothing.
So
nothing
I have
to live
nothing,
for.
So I might as well just go with the worst.
Anything I do is a plus. I have nothing. I'm done.
Yeah. A person who have nothing, you know, they have nothing to worry about. Is
exactly. Thing.
Oh my God, that is so sad. But I would say it's very inspiring. Beware, people. If you have a dollar that day, please bring it. A dollar in Haiti is how much now, Robert?
A dollar in Haiti is equivalent to 142 Haitian dollars.
That's right, and 142.
Don't mess up with no good
Haitian
good,
dollars.
Good, yes, good
so
is the
please,
Haitian dollar.
You don't have to say, "Oh, I don't have no money to." No, if you are even if you are passing by, you don't want to stay. We will have the container there.
And if
there,
you pass by early enough, you get some soup.
Yeah, you get
soup.
Some soup jumo, which is one of my favorite also, soup jumo, besides me having my Christmas dinner, ham and turkey. Soup jumo is something that I look forward to. So I have to go early because I'm going to need that soup jumo, okay? I'm going to need that. The Asians say that is very good.
And you get mine. Mine is turkey. I don't...
Yeah.
Mine comes with the turkey.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the wife would... Could bless me with some with warm arm it. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But so if you are happen to pass by, and you see what's going on at Windsor Park, and you don't want to stay, you have a dollar, we would appreciate it, because that's gonna go a long, long way. You might don't know, but it will go a long way. $114.
$142.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yes. So, Monsieur Dam, tande auditeur auditrice, so tande nous. Aide Haïti, aide Haïti. Aide Haïtien, aide Haïti. Help Haiti, help Haiti. Come out
moun
on the first. Come out first.
Moun ki kamake load, moun ki na Robinson load, moun ki na market sweet.
Yes, come out. By
I
excuse,
would put,
Windsor
I would
Park,
think
Windsor
all
Park.
All the churches would be involved in such
all
a
all the churches has been notified.
Huge
if they, if
event.
Yeah, and again, my apologies for the pastors. We went tech. We sent everybody their what's up. And they may have not received all letters that they might have, some may not have received and thrown away, but they all, the major pastors would have
and
seen
and you spoke to everyone and let them know.
Spoke to the leaders. Spoke to Dr. Shirley Sexante, Moise LaRose. So they're aware of it.
Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis.
And they basically, and he received, that. I saw his return acknowledgement that he got the information.
Yeah.
But the idea is this.
So look, touching.
We start at 7 o'clock in the morning. We officially start at 12 o'clock with adoration. We end at 8. It gives a chance for every church
to be involved
afterwards. Yeah. After their service. It doesn't interrupt your service. You come in before or after your service and just come out for a few minutes.
And can I also suggest something that would be good too, if they could send, each church could send one of their singers.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, I didn't have the coordination. We're working on that.
Yeah, that would be nice also, because you said it's a lot of persons that couldn't come in with the,
right,
with the, you know, international gospel artists. So we could use each one of the church members.
Yeah,
and
that's the idea, to have the choirs come out and perform. We're going to have
involve
who is a secular group, but they're Christians, and they're going to come out, and they're going to be our main house band. That's Dave from Involve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're reaching out to landlord. We're gonna get an answer this week.
It's gonna come together.
No. We're gonna do. We did Two Nations Under One God in 2009. We're gonna reach out to landlord. We're gonna reach out to some Bahamian artists.
Right.
This is Help Haiti, and we want to get these people involved. Again, like I said, this was on and off, and I just felt compelled to do it. I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
The only thing I just hope is I
don't have to actually go out there and have to sing. I mean, I really don't. But if that's what has to happen, I'm gonna do it. Now, I know I might have to go out there and preach. I might have to preach, and if I have to do that, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, everybody's gonna just put their hand.
Yeah, it's all about just coming out and just giving what you have at that moment, and committing that you've done your part. It's the first day of the year. And see, that's the thing. Every time I think about canceling, someone says, why don't you do it another time?
I say, no.
It's the first day of the year, and that's how I'm going to start. I'm going to start the first day of the year
sacrificing,
giving. You know?
Et communauté haïtienne, m vle di nou joyeux Noël encore. Merci en pile.
Oh, this is your last show, right?
Yeah, this is my last show for the year. And so we grateful. I'm actually grateful to all those that sponsor, all our sponsors, and those who have been with me since I started. So I'm praying that you guys would come on board for the new year, because we have a lot of stuff.
A lot of things going on. We
have
And
we can't do it without your help. So please come back.
We have an exciting year coming.
Please come
but
back.
Let me just say this, and I have to take a quote from Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis, my brother. In 2019, when they were actually, persons including me, were saying 2020, and 2020 vision, a better year, a clearer vision, and everybody's waiting for 2020 because 2019 was so bad. Pastor Antoine, in his year-end dedication, he said, while it's good to pray mm-hmm. for a better year, it is so much more important to pray for a better you.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Pastor Antoine de Dillon, 2019, 31 décembre, en quoi c'est juste ça, Kodil bon pile pour mander bon Dieu pour année prochaine qui t'a vini pour un plus bon année pour nous jouer un plus bon année. Li plus bon pour la prière pour tourner un plus bon monde. Un plus bon monde qui gagne plus capacité pour gérer qu'un pas de problème qui existait. C'est donc au monde de dire encourager mon yo pour préparer pour pandémie là. Et l'an 2020, nous avons besoin pour nous plus bon monde avec plus bonne force, avec plus bonne formation, avec plus information. Avec plus dedication. So, my brother, those words have never left my memory. I don't want them to ever left my memory. Every day I wake up, I pray now for wisdom. Every day.
And who would have thought 2020 would have been
the year when we're supposed to explode with mm-hmm. so much going on. And now...
And God had other plans, I would say, you know.
3 years later,
yeah.
2020, 21, 22.
We're just grateful. That's all. We're grateful,
so that's
and
we,
we're going
to
pray.
We
that.
Actually have to pray to be a better person.
Yeah.
And just be a better you. Be the best you can be in 2023, and I'll be the better me. That's all we can do. We got to just continue to just pray hard to be the best that we can. Thank you for... believing in me, Lady T. I want to publicly thank you. I'm going to do it in three languages. Gracias para confidencias tú tienes de mí. That's terrible Spanish, but anyway. merci pour confiance ou gain l'amour. Merci parce que vraiment ou accueillim ou supportim. Merci pour présence ou la lavim. Vraiment.
Oh, thank you.
So. Thank you very much for your presence in my life, the support you've given me, the belief in me, and I'm very, very proud of what you do. And you know, sometimes I think you give me more credit because I wouldn't even use as an instrument to one day said, you can do well on radio and you can do well and you will continue to do well. It's so much more open for you. You're going to make your son, after God, me, and the rest of your family, you're going to make your son proud.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I want to take this opportunity to send a Joyeux Noël to Hal Joseph, ambassador Haitien. Then I saw Bahamas, the Haitian embassy. I want to say happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. We definitely looking forward to y'all being out there that day. Am I right, Robert?
Yes, they're going to be out there. Okay. I've gotten his support.
Okay, that is awesome.
I've gotten his support, official support.
That's awesome, because we're going to need them. And we also need their support on this show.
coming in the new year.
Yes, coming in the new year. We would like your support.
From six to eight.
Okay, so we're gonna need your support. So I pray you guys come on board. Okay,
he will. He's gonna give some attention to that. He's out of the country. I know the embassy is gonna be represented there. He's promised that.
Okay, good.
And I spoke to a person who's promised they will be out.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to. Mother Julia Pierre from Metropolitan Church, Pastor Nelson Pierre, Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis and his beautiful wife. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys and everybody else who's listening. Tout moun ki kache kamake l'odium da souhaite, jou sa se un jou nou soti pou nou supporte avec lot.
Ki de bo apen.
An ba wosh kote nou ye, please, tout moun. Mark on a cote up cache, but that's your tip.
You're going to give me number one, if I wash coupe, tout le monde.
Nous avons besoin de support, tout le monde Altaïs, me, tout le monde Zayo, nous avons besoin de support, Louis Georges, tout le monde Zayo. En nous, nous mettons tête ensemble pour nous changer la situation.
Austin, merci pour ou là, ou Kembe la net, Facebook la coupe, reprend ou retourne back. Merci, merci en pile. Pablo. Paul Pierre, he had joined us. We're here. Thank you very much for tout ça nous fait, tout ça pour nous bye. We want to say thank you to the Guardian Radio for having
yes,
their
definitely.
Confidence in bringing us back on.
Thank you.
We appreciate for the opportunity that they allowed us to be present. It looked like we've been invaded. I don't know, like to a bunch of. Bon moun la m pa konnen mwen vant moun la vant mwen figi moun la men semble se vant moun la ki.
I also want to say a special Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to my one son Isaac Newton Kalmer. Thank you so much for being in my life. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to my father Clotet Petit, my mother Mimos Petit, my sisters Tatiana, Tamara, Clonever. I love you guys. Beanie all the way from the States. Patrick all the way from the States. Thank you so much for your continuous support. Thank you so much. And a special thank you again to my producer, Wally. Thank you so, so, so much for always having my back. Anderson, thank you so much. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to Anderson, my one... Brother Andy, I appreciate you all the times. And from the Guardian family, we want to tell everybody, let everybody know how much we appreciate them. Community Haitien, our Guardian 96.9 FM, nous voulons dire bonne fête Noël et bonne fête et. New Year. Happy New Year.
Bonne fête année. Bon fête, le 20, the 20th. N'ap célébrer 20 ans, le shop Vendola a été ouvert.
Really?
Yes.
20 years?
20 years, December 20th, 2002.
Robert, congratulations.
And guess what?
You.
We're going to celebrate for 20 hours, 4 du matin, jusqu'à minuit.
I'm definitely
4 a.m. to 12 p.m. You'll hear more on that on the other side of the break. We're going to have a 20-hour sale. Everything I need to attend is going to be $20 or less.
Oh, wow. Robert, thank you so much. We, the community, appreciate you for always being there for us. Not a day that I don't remember. You've never been there. You've always been there for us. And we appreciate you. Thank you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you and to all those who've been listening.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good evening. And may God bless you all and your family. And may God bless the Bahamas. It's Lady T.